Hey everyone, welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. Cleo was telling us about the Blue People of Kentucky earlier. But before we get into that, I think we got two more songs that we're going to play, and then we're going to continue with our topic for today. So Cleo, what's on the playlist?
So next up we have Best Interests by Carmina, I think is how it's pronounced. And they're also Canadian artists. Great Canadian representation. And then followed up by I Can Only Whisper by Charlotte Day Wilson featuring Bad Bad Not Good, both Canadians. It's off of her new album. One of my favorite songs off of it, Bad Bad Not Good, is always a great time. So
yeah, no, I was jamming to Best Interests particularly when I was downloading the MP3.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like, it's awesome. But these two songs are great. I'm excited to put them on our playlist. So without further ado, here's Best Interests and I Can Only Whisper.
Couldn't make out the words in my mouth. I can only whisper.
And we're back, everyone. And so, Cleo, what's next? We have I want to know about Papa Smurf, but I know he's not. We're not ready yet. So,
Right. So, a little bit more about Troublesome Creek.
Yeah.
Which is where the majority of the Fugate family lived. So blue people of Kentucky, the Fugate family, they have a rare genetic disorder that makes their skin appear blue. And so Benji himself, Benjamin, his pigmentation actually faded as he got younger. And it wasn't super, super crazy. It wasn't older, like a deep, like a deep, deep indigo or anything like that. It was sort of preserved a lot or kind of kept going because Troublesome Creek was a very small settlement. It had no roads or railways to connect it to nearby towns. And this meant that a lot of the local people, girls and boys, had very limited supply of potential partners. It was 1820s. Led to a lot of intermarrying. For example, Fugate's direct son Zachariah ended up marrying his aunt. And so this caused a lot of sort of discrimination, and it fed into a lot of stereotypes about, you know, people who are living up in the mountains and Appalachian and things like that. But they were unsurprisingly also discriminated against by the community because of their skin color, which I'm sure it would have been a little alarming to see people with blue skin walking around. Personally think it would have been super cool.
But people, you know,
at that time were afraid of
anything. They were being racist for less. So
yes, exactly. You know, so that kind of also seeks them to pushed them to seek greater social isolation, which kind of exacerbated the issue. This sort of disorder is very often a product of inbreeding because you sort of have to have two genes to really, because they had two genes and they only passed on to four of their seven children. So it's not always passed on in that way. It can be inherited. And like I was saying, can also be caused by exposure to certain drugs and chemicals. But mostly it's through being inherited. And there have been sort of a few different accounts and research into this. But the most informative, I guess, is Dr. Madison Cowan, who arrived there in the 60s, and he'd sort of heard rumors of the blue people of Kentucky and recruited a nurse called Ruth Pendergrass to help him investigate. I love her last name.
This is what I was waiting for. There's always a physician or a nurse or a medical professional that's always like, I want to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, like I need to get to the bottom of this. Yeah,
exactly.
And she had even been visited by a woman with dark blue skin when she was working at the country's health department. And so the most detailed account of the whole of it is the Blue People of Troublesome Creek was published in 1982 by the University of Indiana's Kathy Trust, who described Benji, the baby born in 75, skin is almost purple.
Yeah.
And sort of like saying that you'd never see a patient with it today. And it's a disease that one learns about in medical school, and it is infrequent enough to be on every exam in hematology.
Yeah.
So become kind of a fixture, and it is something that's so uncommon
But everyone knows exactly what it is because it's
because it is so rare.
Yeah. It's the blue skin disease.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's
that's cool though.
Very interesting.
Let's see, that curveball question that someone
on an exam.
But
yeah, it does really get into it says that they probably had a deficiency in the enzyme called cytochrome B5. methemoglobin reductase, which is responsible for recessive congenital methemoglobinemia. Jeez, okay.
The title of the disease is a mouthful, but yeah, so it's like, but it strikes me as like, yeah, so there needs to be recessive genes, but like a certain kind of criteria going on for it to happen, which seems interesting.
And so it does have its kind of dangers to inherit, but many other recessive gene diseases like sickle cell anemia or cystic fibrosis can be lethal. And there's a quote from one of the researchers saying, like, if I carry a bad recessive gene with a rare abnormality and married, the child probably wouldn't be sick, because it's very rare to meet another person with the same bad gene, and the most frequent cause, therefore, is inbreeding. So it's really crazy that Martin Fugate happened to marry this woman, Elizabeth Smith, who looked totally normal and just had this recessive gene just like dormant in her bloodline, basically just waiting to produce little babies.
It was just I don't want to say like genetic miracle, but like a miracle, for lack of a better word, of like everything just going right, you know, for that to happen, you know.
So crazy, and you I feel like it's like you couldn't write a story like that if you tried. Yeah, like exactly. It's very,
it's stranger than fiction. It always is. But yeah, so we got another song before we on our playlist. We got a little bit of some more talking before an ad break. I'm really still excited to learn about Papa Smurf. I want to know how he fits into all of this. What's next on our playlist, Cleo?
Next up we have Yours by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Oh my god, I love that name.
Best name to say. I got their recent album and it is a jam. I love their stuff so much. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And yeah, just the most satisfying band name to say.
Exactly. Like, they're definitely up there. But yeah, no, the song is a jam. So don't touch that dial. You're sitting here on CGLO 1690 AM, listen to Working Title. Thank you.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. That was Just Yours by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Oh, my God, I want to say that all the time.
It's so good.
So good. Yeah,
they're so fun.
Yeah. Well, where were we, Cleo?
Yeah, so there's not too much more. There is a little bit more of a scientific breakdown, but I am not qualified to talk about it that much. So I will say that if you are interested in the technicalities of it, I would encourage you to Google it. There is so much information out there. Mm-hmm. But a little bit of the breakdown. To get the disorder, a person would have to inherit two genes, one from each parent. And when both parents have the trait, their child has a 25% chance of getting the disorder. So it really is not a huge percentage.
Even when the circumstance is right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
And yeah, so there was one doctor that speculated that because he'd studied some Alaskans that had also had blue skin and speculated that they lacked the enzyme diaphorase in their red blood cells, and normally it converts the methemoglobin back into hemoglobin. And they had
makes them not blue skin anymore.
Yeah. So it converts it into hemoglobin so that it's able to distribute the oxygen the way that it is meant to. And so all of the fugates that he tested had the enzyme deficiency, just like the Alaskans that he had observed, and their blood had accumulated so much of the blue molecule that it overpowered the red hemoglobin that normally turns skin pink in most Caucasians. And so The thing that I feel like the best about all of this is the bluest of the bunch.
Yeah.
Was a woman named Luna, and she lived a very healthy life. She had 13 children.
Wow.
And she passed away at the age of 84. And relatives described her as blue all over and, quote, the bluest woman I ever saw. But I just think it's so funny that her name was Luna.
Luna. Yeah.
Blue moon and all that stuff.
I love it.
Perfect. So lastly, Papa Smurf, who is the man that you were talking about before with the glasses and the striking white hair, like a very great contrast.
Yeah.
He was sort of an internet sensation for a little bit, and his name was Paul Carrison, and he developed blue skin from argyria, or silver poisoning from dietary supplements that he took.
Oh, wow.
So he was born a freckle-faced pale boy. And the blue tinge started when basically he saw an ad in a New Age magazine promising health and rejuvenation through colloidal silver.
Yeah.
He drank about 10 ounces a day of the stuff that he dissolved in water. And he says like the acid reflux problem I'd been having just went away completely. I had arthritis in my shoulders.
I
couldn't pull a t-shirt off. And the next thing I knew, it was gone. And he really thinks that there's not a slightest doubt in his mind that the silver is what cured him.
Yeah.
And it used since the 1950s, colloidal silver was a common remedy for colds and allergies, but it turned his skin blue, and he was very bright blue. So
exactly.
I mean, maybe if you really want to seek that out, that's
it. Really was just like a side effect. That's so wild, though.
Yeah. So he unfortunately passed away a while ago. But he was fondly referred to as Papa Smurf by the internet, and went on, I think, like The Daily Show. And
I feel like that's where I saw him.
Yeah. He was pretty famous.
Yeah. That's so wild, though. It's so cool. Yeah.
Blue fugates of Kentucky.
Yeah. Then so now if I ever see somebody like that, I'm like, hey, I know your vague genetic history.
Yeah. And there was one baby that was born, like it's such an uncommon thing now, but there was one baby that was born in the 60s that was, I think, not related to them, but he had the same condition. It was called the blue baby, I think, in Tulsa. And he was like, I'm sure that my dad had this, like, if you look at his skin, he has a similar, like, it's very subtle, but
genetics are just so crazy.
Genetics are scary sometimes. I'm like, you inherit stuff that you have no idea you even
exactly until it's too late. Like my family, like, we all get diabetic, well, my mom's side, they all get diabetic like at some point, like when they're older. mm-hmm. you know, like my mom was just diagnosed. I was just like, no, so now I got to start now, because it was first my grandma, and now that it's my mom, now I got to start putting on the medical, like, does your family have a history of any, you know, yeah. I now have to put diabetes, you know?
Yeah, my whole family has, like, or not my whole family, but my grandfather had really bad memory loss issues. But my grandmother's been sharp as a tack, and she's, like, 95. So what my old age is.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, that's going to be so funny. Our generation old is going to be so funny.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. I hope we still talk. Exactly. When I think about like Gen Z's aging I don't even know what generation I am, but
well, like we're like in between, right? We're like in between millennial Gen Z is what's interesting, depending on like what chart you look at. Some say like the cutoff is 97, some are like the cutoff is 99, 2000, you know. Depends who you look at for millennial Gen Z. Some are like, oh, it's, you know, oh, you're not a millennial if you were, you know, if you were born in the 90s, you know.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. So
true. I hope I'm not a millennial.
Yeah. Okay. I feel, we're a bridge generation.
Yeah.
We're the Zillennials.
Yes. I hate that name so much.
No.
Never want to say that.
And on that note. So we're going to hit you with another ad break before we come and kind of give you guys a little sign off. And so don't touch that dial now. Here's an ad break from Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM.